First story we're explaining today is how the mysterious disappearance of a journalist is having ripple effects around the world. Jamal Khashoggi is a columnist for the Washington Post. He's been living in Washington, D.C. He's originally from Saudi Arabia, and he used to be an advisor to the Saudi government. But he became critical of that government and wrote critical columns about it in the Post. On October 2nd, Khashoggi was in Istanbul, Turkey. He was visiting the Saudi consulate there to get paperwork that would allow him to marry his Turkish fiance. That's the last time he was seen. Turkish officials say Saudi Arabia, Khashoggi's home country that he had criticized, is responsible for his disappearance and possibly his murder. Saudi Arabia's government says it hasn't been involved in any way in Khashoggi's disappearance and says he left the Saudi consulate on the afternoon he visited it. But while Saudi Arabia and Turkey have formed a team to investigate, international pressure has been heating up. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened severe punishment for Saudi Arabia if its government is found to be responsible for Khashoggi's murder. Saudi Arabia's government says it would respond to any action against it with even greater action. Britain, France, and Germany are also pushing Saudi Arabia for answers related to Khashoggi's disappearance. With all this going on, a significant event just took place involving the U.S. and Turkey. Andrew Brunson was released from a Turkish prison. He's an American pastor who'd lived and worked in Turkey for more than 23 years, but he was arrested in March of 2016 and accused of being involved in a failed coup in Turkey. American officials and activists said Pastor Brunson was innocent and was arrested mainly because of his Christian faith. He returned to the U.S. over the weekend. President Trump says the timing of Brunson's release during the international tensions over Khashoggi's disappearance was strictly coincidental, and that the U.S. made no deal with Turkey for Brunson's return. He said the U.S. greatly appreciated the release and that it could lead to good, perhaps great relations between the U.S. and Turkey. Stateside, his attention will be on Florida and southern Georgia this week when the president visits some of the areas damaged by Hurricane Michael. He's issued a major disaster declaration for Florida that will add federal funding to the state and local relief efforts. At least 18 deaths have been blamed on the storm. Hundreds of thousands of people are still without electricity 5 days after Michael made landfall. In some areas, residents expect it to take years before they're back to normal.